Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
All right, let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter number 11 this morning. And while you're finding that, we're going to welcome those who will be with us on Facebook and those who will be receiving this message down the line somewhere in 194 countries. I still got that right. That leaves only a few more countries for us to conquer. We've got just one more? Ooh, praise the Lord, we've got one more. Now, I know a bunch of these countries, I can't pronounce the name, and I never heard of them before, and I don't know where they are, but God knows, and they're hearing the message. They're hearing the message, and God said, my word will not return void. Somebody's getting saved out there because you support HLE Radio and you support this church. So you need to do it with a little more vigor and a little more confidence in what God said he would do. Praise the Lord. Hebrews chapter 11, beginning in verse number 1. Just a few verses here, and this is very familiar to a lot of you. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen. For by it, that is by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do not appear. Now, a lot of people get confused about this faith situation, especially when they read things like this that doesn't give them a clear understanding. I just want you to understand this, and we'll go through this a little more in the message. But the Bible says that faith is a substance. The substance of faith is simply the title deed to the promises of God. That's the substance of faith. It's that which God has promised, and then, in fact, we have a title deed to heaven. We have a mansion that he has gone to prepare. That's the substance that God has given us by faith. We haven't seen the mansions. We haven't been there yet. But by faith, we believe. And if you don't believe what God's word says, then you've got faith in something else, and that faith will not be honored by God. Then it says hope. Now, hope becomes the action of our faith. The substance of things hoped for. So hope, now the world and a lot of religions today say you can't put hope in there, and they take hope out of the Bible. But we have a hope, and his name is Jesus. The Bible calls it the hope of glory. So our hope and our faith are joined together, to bring about the actions. The evidence the Bible gives us of things not seen. That means that God's promises are not based upon what you can see. Oh, he returns them to us many times. Our faith is not based upon that. And we're going to get into this faith here in just a little bit. So the title that we have chosen for this message really comes from an old hymn of the church that bears that name. The chorus says this, and some of you who have been around a few years might remember this old song, Living by Faith. You remember it. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. Glory to God. And then it says, from all harm safe in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and I feel no alarm. Huh? A great song of faith that we don't hear anymore because they've replaced it with something that you can jump up and down with. Hello. I didn't expect an amen. That's all right. I'm good with that because some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. Huh. See, the words of this song always lifted you up. We would sing it, and then we would sing it, and then we would sing it some more. And the Holy Spirit would begin to move and lift us up in faith. Huh? Living by faith. Living by, not in the things of this world, but living by faith in Jesus Christ. Huh? Yeah. Living by faith. So they not only speak about faith, but the song itself spoke about a life of faith. That's what Hebrews is talking about. That's what Paul is talking about here, a life of faith. Living by faith. Not just having faith once in a while. Not just believing by faith when we get to church. Huh? But a lifestyle that the world can see and that the church can see and that God can see that faith rules our life. We're going to have faith in something. Huh? Living by faith. That's not just a life of faith. It's a working faith. A faith that we put to work. I've said this before. Let me say it again. When you participate in the offering and paying your tithes, then you have a working faith that's working in your life. When you witness, you have a working, a working faith that lives in your life every day. I've often said witnessing is probably one of the greatest ministries a person can have. Because you can look somebody in the eye, eyeball to eyeball, and you can see their response. I preach this gospel from a pulpit, and I see a lot of eyeballs looking at me. But I can't look at every eyeball out there. But when you witness to somebody, you have their attention. And you can tell them about Jesus Christ and witness to them. That's working faith. And then there's a faith that the Bible tells us about that is a faith of accomplishment. Your faith, if it's working, is going to accomplish something in your life. If your faith doesn't accomplish anything, then your faith is not in that which God wants it to be, because your working faith has to have an accomplishment tied to it that God can see. Because He sees our faith. We see each other's faith through their actions. God sees our faith in our heart. What is the desire of your heart? That's a question the Word of God asks us. He said, I'll give you the desire of your heart. So ask yourself this morning, what is the desire of my heart? Huh? Do I want to get rich? Do I want to make more money? Do I want all of this? Do I want? Huh? Well, you can have all of that without faith in God, but that doesn't honor God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an accomplishment in yourself, which the world likes to talk about, what you can do. But it's going to accomplish something by faith that pleases God. Faith that becomes the lifeline between man and God. It's what keeps us alive in Christ. The moving of the Holy Spirit. The conviction that we have in our hearts, as the Holy Spirit nudges us as we walk this walk of faith, living by faith, and when we begin to cater to one side or the other, the Holy Spirit kind of nudges your spirit. Now, if you don't have that relationship with the Lord, the Holy Spirit can't lead you. The psalmist, one of the verses said, He leads me in the path of righteousness. He leads me. He guides me. And not in my righteousness, but in His righteousness. And the only way He can lead us in the path of righteousness, His righteousness, is if we have faith to believe what God's Word says, that we might accomplish some good works by faith for the Lord. And faith that puts the believer on the victory road. Brother Wink is going to have to come sing that song for us again one time. Give me one more victory song. I try to wake up every morning with a victory song. But the devil fights. He don't want you to have victory when you wake up in the morning. He wants you to grunt. Talk about your hurts and your pains. Now, some of you young people don't know about that yet, but you hang in there. Yeah. If you think getting old is a lot of fun, I got news for you. You got to be tough to get old. It's not for sissies. Some of you out there are saying amen under your breath, and some are just shouting amen. Because you know it's true. It's got to be a faith that gives us victory and puts us on a victory road, that we get up every day no matter how we feel, our faith is still anchored to the cross. Our faith is still anchored to Jesus Christ. Our faith is still anchored to His Word, the written Word and the living Word. Because then it doesn't matter how you feel. Yeah, you go through the day feeling bad, doesn't matter. Yeah, all it matters as far as what we feel, but it should not matter for our faith. No. It should not matter. Faith puts us on a victory road where no weapon formed against you will prosper. Now, that verse of Scripture has been preached over and over and over again. And over and over and over again, faith has been left out of it. Yeah. No weapon that's formed against you shall prosper. And people take that who don't know anything about God or His Word and say, praise the Lord, I'm going to prosper. Well, the man who built bigger barns prospered also. But the Lord said this night, your soul's going to be required of you. If you're prospering in the world, be careful. This day, this night, God's plan. Okay, we'll leave it there because I'm not condemning you to death. Faith that is anchored to the rock of ages. We've talked about that rock, and I say this often, so bear with me as I say it again. There are many times when I've trembled on the rock, but the rock has never trembled under me. That's the rock of ages. You can stand on what Jesus tells you because He will not be shaken, be moved, or anything else. Oh, we are shaken. We tremble, we fear, we do all, and we should not if we have faith in God. Because He tells us that we can stand upon a rock that is never shaken. That's our faith. Your faith becomes your rock in Christ Jesus. And you stand upon that. Faith that becomes the anchor that holds, the Bible says. The song says it grips a solid rock. I don't know if some of you have seen it recently. I was watching the Gaither Gospel Hour. And you remember the Nealon family? I think it was the Nealons that had the airplane crash and all the family was killed. They were on the way to a singing. Well, this one lady survived because she didn't get on the plane. She was pregnant. She was carrying a child. And she decided she wasn't going to ride, or someone decided for her that she wasn't going to be in the plane. Well, in this program of the Gaithers, this was the first time that she had come out in public since the loss of her family and sang her first song after their death. And you know what the title of her song was? God is Faithful. Now, this young lady just lost all her family, the singing family part of it anyway. And yet she comes back in an exercise of her faith in God. Even though her loss was great, that's not what's dictating her life. She said, God is faithful. I thought about Job. All that he went through and all the people that wanted him to curse God and die, even his wife. He said, though God slay me, yet I'll trust him. And I thought about that. It was a very solemn moment in time while she sung this song. And the people there were just weeping and understanding her loss and yet understanding her faith in God. God is still faithful no matter what happens to us. And in the end, he'll be faithful to everyone who trusts him, because that faithfulness is going to take us to glory with him as we're living by faith. Oh, that kind of faith is defined here in chapter 11 of Hebrews chapter. On and on you can read from what I started reading this morning. And the accomplishments of all those old saints of God starts this way, by faith. If you've never read that chapter, you need to go home and read it. And understand that they, in the Old Testament, did everything that they did for God by faith. And it ends up by saying they never saw what they believed in, but yet they kept believing. They never saw Jesus on the cross. They died off before he came. We've never seen him on the cross except in God's word, but they didn't even see him that way. They saw everything by faith, believing what God had said and exercising their faith in it. Faith is that substance of the things that we hope for in Christ. And this substance is that which holds the title deed for the hope that we have in Christ Jesus. I believe in what Jesus said when he said, I must go away. And one of the reasons I must go away is because I'm going to build a place for you. I'm going to build a mansion for you. If I don't go away, I can't build that mansion. I am building this for you. I'm doing this for you. Follow me. Endure to the end. Build your faith on the Word of God. Build your faith. Start living by faith, because I'm going to prepare a place for you. And that's only for the faithful. If you're not faithful, guess what? You don't have a mansion waiting you. I know it's quiet, but it's true. Yeah, we have to understand God's word is plain and simple and truth. And sometimes it's like that two-edged sword. It pierces places that we haven't thought about yet. Dividing asunder. Dividing us. Causing us to understand and to reason out God's word. He said, come, let us reason together. Well, let us reason together what the word of God says this morning. He said, I've gone to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be also. And we have to understand that that statement is only made to the believer, not to the world, not to the unbeliever, to the believer. And some believers don't have enough faith to believe that. Faith and substance. One of the same in regards to that which you are believing for. Faith, substance. What are you believing the Lord for today? Well, everybody has something they're either believing for today or they believe for yesterday or they will be believing for tomorrow. Because if you serve God, it's a lifetime of faith and believing what God said. And every circumstance and situation that comes into your life, you're going to move by faith in what God says, if you're a true born-again believer. So they, substance and faith, become one. And those two put together declare an action of faith. God sees your faith when it's put into action. God knows we all have faith because His Word says to every man there is a measure of faith given when we're born. Whether you like it or not, you have faith. And as you mature and grow, then you determine what your faith is going to do. You determine what you're going to believe in. But every man, every woman, every child that's born has a measure of faith. And that faith is either going to grow and become good and great faith in Christ, or it's just going to be a faith in this world that God does not accept. The world has faith, but the world's faith is different from the biblical faith that God tells us to have. See, the world's faith tells you and me and the world out there that it's all about us. It's all about you. It's all about your accomplishments. It's all about what you can do. It's all about your abilities and your intelligence and your this, that, or the other. That's the world's faith. It's in you. But that faith doesn't have the eternal future that we believe for. Excuse me. The faith of the world only goes far enough to see what they can accomplish. I marvel at wealthy people, and I marvel at unwealthy people. Who have struggled all of their lives to gain fortune. Now, I know we have to work, and there's nothing wrong with putting up savings for your old age. Of course, if you live too long like myself, you don't outlive your retirement. But there's nothing wrong with that. See, that's your responsibility, taking care of your family, taking care of those things that are necessary. But the world works for their own greed and their own goal in life. And I marvel at families who have so much money, they couldn't spend it all in one lifetime. So they hoard it up and leave it for their kids who really love them. Oh, they really love them. They're waiting in the hospital lobby to hear, well, they're gone. And they say, oh, that's so sad. Big smile on their face. And a lot of times, even before they die, the children are already fighting. See, that's what the world produces. That's the faith that the world produces. You leave it all back here anyway. And the old cliche that it's not what you take with you, it's what you leave behind, is important in our lives. What kind of legacy do we leave behind? Do we leave them just money to fight over? Well, my kids won't have to worry about that. I saw a sign, a bumper sticker the other day. Evidently, the people were kind of wealthy, and they said, "We're spending our kids' inheritance." I said, "Go get them, boy." Huh? What is the greatest legacy you can leave for your kids? Faith in God. A faith walk in Christ. A faith that believes this word, and a faith that follows the righteousness of Jesus Christ, because he'll lead you down that path. Huh? Yeah, the substance that holds this title deed to the things that you hope for is bound together with God by faith. It holds that title deed. It's a declaration of our faith in Christ. So when you put substance and faith and hope, which is the action of faith, when you put all that together, something's going to happen. What's going to happen? God's going to hear your prayer. And he's going to answer your prayer. Huh? And sometimes you have to endure some things in this life. And it's a test of your faith whether or not you're going to keep on believing after this great loss. Huh? Or whether you're going to go stick your head in the sand. And wither away the rest of your days that God's given you to praise and honor him and to work for him. No matter how many days you have left, every one of them is important in your walk of faith. Huh. So it's going to begin happening even before you see it. Now, we like to see the evidence of things, don't we? Yeah, I think it's Missouri that the state that they called a show me state. Show it to me. I got to see it first. Yeah. Well, we don't have to see it because by faith we believe it. That's what Jesus told doubting Thomas. Yeah. Thomas did not believe that Jesus had resurrected. Can you imagine that? One of his followers didn't even believe he had resurrected and had come back to earth. And so that's why he gets the name of Doubting Thomas. But after he saw, you can drop the name. He just became Believing Thomas. Because the Lord said, "Look here, huh? Put your hands in my nail-scarred hands. Put your hand in my side where the spear rips my side open." Thomas said, "Now, Lord, I believe." And Jesus had a condemnation of sorts for Thomas. You know what he told him. "Thomas, you believe because you've seen. But blessed are those who believe who have not seen." Huh? All the others believed by faith, but you had to be one that had to be seen before you believed. Well, the way you can see this morning what God's promised and what you're going to receive is by faith.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.